You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Michael Storm, and this is Toward Anarchy, and that means it's Sunday. Oh, it's a beautiful Sunday. I'm here in the middle of America, and it's just been hot, and it's been humid, and it's been hotter and more humid. I would have said humider, but that just wouldn't work real well. I'm feeling great. It's been a wonderful week, and it cooled off a little bit finally yesterday, and it's not so bad so far today. We'll see. I might have to reach over and flip on an extra fan or something like that to cool off in here, in my little cage. Actually, it's pretty big. It's a pretty decent size. I keep expanding it. I keep stealing a little bit more room every time I get a chance to move a wall further back, sort of literally. It's great. Thanks so much for hanging out with me and joining me. Got a great show planned for you today. A facilitator and healer, Dr. Dean Lloyd. Yes, he's a doctor. If paperwork and titles are your thing, he is a doctor. He's back on the show. We're going to continue our conversation about mental and physical healing through healing arts and social application, and just really, it was an interesting show the last time that he was here, and it was an interesting time when he was here. A month ago or so, and I couldn't wait to get him back on. that's just the truth of it. And just finished talking about the different ideas and the ways that he's working with people to help them really in a lot of the same ways. That's I really think that's what brought Dr. Dean to the show, is it. A weird feeling of some kinship or something like that, and just sort of an open, natural, honest approach to trying to deal with anything, whatever it is, whether it's the daily tedium of life, whether it's the New World Order and the corrupt government and our collapsing American values, the flash burn of the Republic, whatever it is, or if you really are experiencing physical and mental pain from trauma. We're under constant trauma, so everybody is. It's to what degree and how you handle it and deal with it. And so we'll talk about some of those things today. We didn't plan anything out. We wanted to, but I busted butt this week. I just was working and working. I worked yesterday and worked most of the day, and part of it was kind of funny, because part of it, it's just work. You're just showing up and putting in the hours. But then also I had to deal with some of my personal business in my comic book shop, and you've been privy to some of the stories, well, really everything. Anything of any interest, sort of my one business partner has some serious issues both in family and in his life, and sort of dealing with anything, it seems like. I don't know, I keep giving the guy so many chances and so much rope, and he just keeps hanging himself. It's sad. What happened this week was so we're leaving the shop Wednesday night and closing up the doors, and I'm literally in my car. I have sort of windows rolled down. I'm already halfway out of my parking spot. I'm backing out, and it's a slant spot, and I'm already straight and ready to point, you know, sort of down the road and drive and out of the office complex. And that's when my business partner decides, one of four, decides that he's going to tell me that he's going on vacation for a week on Thursday morning. He's leaving the next morning. And I have a percentage, a small percentage of the store. It's about access, and it's about my friends. One of my business partners, I've been friends with him for a number of years now, upwards of a decade. And we get along. We like the same things, and we're just kind of no BS business people. We do good deals with people, you know. So I like hanging out with the guy, and of course I like having access to the comic books and the geek stuff. And so I'm a small percentage holder, and I want to be, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that this other guy is involved in the business, and that he does stuff like this where he tells me, the guy who's not there every day, that I admittedly, I'm just sort of the guy that hangs out. That's what everybody gets about me. I'm just here because I want to be, and I show up every month with my check when the bills don't get paid. So I get my piece. That's all there is to it. And so I'm not the guy. I'm not the one you tell that you're not going to be around. I mean, you eventually tell me. You probably have to, especially if you want me to fill in for you, something like that. But that wasn't what this was about. This was just simply him knowing this is me, and this is about me being a good guy. Set the business stuff aside and the connection to the business. And he knows that when he says, I'm going on vacation, I'm taking my family on a trip, whatever, I'll be gone for a week. He knows that my response will be, have a great trip, see you when you get back, be safe, that sort of thing. Whereas he knows that my other business partners, if he says to Ben or to Dan, I'm leaving tomorrow morning at close of the store. He's known about this. He's actually known about this for a long time because he mentioned going on vacation months ago. Literally, you know, he's talked about it. I guess they were planning to go to Italy or something. And I don't know if that's exactly what he did, but that's what the talk was months ago, and that it was going to happen. It was coming up, and it was after he got his check that he was waiting for, and he finally did. His check came in, as it were, quite literally, and he planned a trip and took off, and to, you know, at the end of the day, say something to me instead of today, because here's what they would have said. Ben would have said, where's my money? And Dan would have said, okay, if you're sure you want to do that, if you're sure that's what you want to do, things are going to be different when you get back, but you go ahead and you go do that. You enjoy yourself. Things will be different when you get back. So we changed the locks yesterday, voted him out. You know, we may have some legal things to deal with, but the reality is probably not. I mean, he's embezzled from the company. He's commingled his personal money and blurred the line between what was store money. Not even blurred the line. No, he stole from the store. And what's ridiculous is at the time that a lot of it was going on, he was the store. He was the majority of the store. So he's stealing from himself and not understanding that he's stealing from himself. Well, at any rate, he's out. He's out. There's a new business. The new business was already in place. I've told you about the lawyer, my business partner's the lawyer that he's had to come in to redraw up these. We've had row after row. Well, not row after row, but we've had some arguments about, you know, legal things, lawful things. And it's funny because we've had that argument here and there, and then to still have contact with the guy over, you know, the months. It's been a few months now, I guess, that he's been around, at least. And since we started having our conversations, it's funny to listen to him because he absolutely agrees with everything I say. Whether he wants to or not, he has to, because I don't say anything that isn't true. When I'm talking about the courts, or I'm thinking, I've told him, of course, he knew about the upcoming case and everything that I had, and he talks about how it's just a kangaroo court, and how these people are just railroaded, and I've told you, go sit in the court if you haven't done, if you even can in your district or wherever you're at in your city. If you even can right now, because of the fact that COVID has hit the restrictions, for a while they had people sort of lined up out in the halls, every 6 feet, and sitting in the same chair that they didn't clean, desk chairs that they didn't clean after every use. So it was so friggin' stupid and pointless. Anyway, but the point is that you may not be able to get into your court to watch, but if you can, go in and watch city court, watch where they bring in the traffic guys and the guys that have been busted for shoplifting and things like this. But shoplifting, if only that were it. There's even still a problem with that. We've talked about it. The way that the city lumps in unfounded criminal charges with unfounded civil liability and tries to use one or the other to prove the other, and the double standard is sick. Oh my God, it's so disgusting how the judge will sit there and preach. I know he's not a judge, I don't care. How the guy in the robes who thinks he's a judge, whatever, the guy up there behind the bench, the captain of the ship. if you don't know what I'm talking about, I apologize. Those little drops in there for the people that know, that understand this sort of law and about crossing the boundary, aborting the ship and making yourself subservient to the captain's will. And these are all supposedly represented within the court system, and there's an argument for it. But then, of course, what you have to do is you have to get somebody to believe it and go in and fight the battle. I didn't do that. I just went in and I didn't show the guy any particular respect and sat there and listened to him tell me that I can't introduce hearsay, but then they'll put the cop on the stand who is nothing but hearsay, but he's an authority. You're trustable. And then the city will put the plaintiff, the alleged victim, and so the city's the plaintiff, the people of the city of Topeka is the plaintiff. They'll put her on the stand and ask her what the neighbor. I didn't even bother. It wasn't even worth my time to point out that it was hearsay, because it meant nothing. It was just it's so sad. Go and watch what they do in your court, and see, and come watch here in the city of Topeka, and you may see a huge difference, because I had never seen anything like what is here in Topeka. The fact that they go out of their way to really keep it, and it's done in a theater. It's a theater. The court's expanded into the theater that's behind it, and so it's literally a production. It's a show. And but they go way out of their way to separate the conversation between the judge and the accused and the rest of the people that are in the room. That's what I talked about. If you've been listening, you've been following along, that's what I talked about, and sort of not going in the walking into the courtroom and kicking the judge in the nuts and then asking him to judge on the case, because for something, especially something like this, these guys don't have the time or the patience. They don't want to hear it. This is all about turnover. When you're talking about a city court and these things, they don't even want you to go to trial. They're very, very frustrated with the individuals who go to trial. And the only ones that they will respect who do go to trial are the ones who pay expensive lawyers that they will have to answer to, that these judges and that these politicians and these scumbags in office will have to answer to, sort of politically, if they abuse them. They will kick me and lock me in a cage and treat me like crap as someone representing someone or presenting someone before the court or presenting a case before the court. an argument where they would never do that to an actual, I'm doing the Nixon quote thing, lawyer, an attorney, for, you know, because the attorney has to play their game and you don't. That's the thing. And that's what they'll close a courtroom on you. They'll kick everybody out of the courtroom and force you to have an attorney, some representation, not presentation, but representation. And I don't want that. I would rather take my chances and fight the system and make it look, it's, I could accept a deal. These are the options. I could accept a deal, which is not going to happen. And it would be the same deal that I would get in the court. I knew this going in. I knew that I was accused of owning a dog that bit someone or something, which was an undisputable fact. It absolutely happened. There's no question about it. It was the circumstances surrounding. I couldn't beat those. But I still had to go into the court to make them a matter of record and to be found not guilty of the other charges. And for the judge to end up saying very clearly on the bench that all I was convicted of was owning a dog that bit someone. That's it. That's all I was convicted of. That's an important distinction. And to have just accepted their plea deal. Everybody, please. Everybody, please. That's one of the things that the lawyer and I are talking about. Just yesterday, in fact, he was there, and we were talking about the fact that it's ridiculous because they have all this money, the city and the county, they have all of this money, and they spend it in certain places in the sort of judicial areas on the auspice of having to have, you know, trials, of having to convict people and to have cases, but they don't. You know, 70, 80, 90%, depending on which court you're in, even higher, are plea deals. People that don't even try, they just capitulate. They don't make them work for it at all. And I get it. I get it. It's a lot of work. It takes time out. But, if you play it right, if you do it right, and there's an alleged victim and there's a civil potential for civil liability, civil case in there, you play your cards right like I did, your civil case should come out. So it'll be continued. I pick up the packet Monday and we'll fill it out and make the complaint and sue her in civil court, and we'll get a district judge not concerned about code violations to determine fault. That's what will happen. And we'll see what happens. And here's the thing about it. The worst case scenario is I lose. And he says that, well, you are at fault. That you know, for whatever reason, he assumes that they should be able to walk their barking dogs in and draw my dog out and everything that's happened. That they should be able to do that. That they're within some magical right and they have no other responsibility, even though they're the ones walking their animals around the neighborhood in my area. Not me bringing my animal to their area. There's, you know, all these reasons. If for some reason they did find that, she's already been compensated. She wins nothing. She got her compensation through the city. Whereas if she had fought her battle in the civil court, she would have a better argument, especially if she won on trying to recoup some damages. All I have to say is, look, she's already been paid. What more damages do I owe her? You know, you said I'm at fault. I already paid her. That's fine. We're done here. That's the worst that can happen. The best that can happen is that she owes me $4,000. That's the minimum here in the court. I'll tell you who's coming up on the show. We'll talk about that and a few other things. I'll point you to towardanarchy.com. We're about to go into this break. Check it out. Go look around towardanarchy.com right now. I've been working with it and playing with it a little bit here and there as I can and just trying to make it appear better in the search engines all the time, but also to make it so people can listen a little easier, to previous episodes of the show, and to find the live show, you know, everywhere I go, you can't listen live here. You got to click here to listen live, because that is where you will get this great presentation. We'll be right back and we'll tell you what's happening on the rest of the show.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
WardAnarchy.com, as always, that is the place to follow along. Everything is there that you need. You can listen to new episodes of the show. You can listen to past episodes of the show. All the links that I share for the things that I talk about in the show, I talk about a lot of things that I don't share, but the ones that I do share are there. They're up at TowardAnarchy.com. It's a brand new month. It's August 1st, so if you're not with me live, you should be able to jump right in there. But this is always funny because I'm always doing this to myself. These things haven't settled in overnight or made themselves available to be searched on anything on the website if you're looking for a particular show. Well, what's cool about this is that I can show you for once that it actually works live in real time for the guest I'm going to have today, because while I may not be able to pull up today's episode, the one that is happening right now, which you wouldn't be able to find there anyway, you could find the page, but you couldn't find the episode, obviously, you would find the previous conversation that I had with the good doctor, and I did share that link, of course, there for you. But if you have to go and look for it, just click on the episodes button at towardanarchy.com, and there's a search. It says click here to search, and just type in the name Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D. Type that in and skip over the ads, because that's how I get the free thing to plug in there and have it function and work. It works great. I'm so happy with it. I'm very, very happy about the ability to be able to search just like I just did and pull up the last episode of Toward Anarchy, where Dr. Lloyd was on the show. That was back on June 27th. We talked about evolving the species and healing arts, and I shared that was what a great meme that I shared that day. It was one of these perspective memes where if you look at something one way, you see one thing. You look at it another way, you see a completely different thing. This was that art is pointless. You have to go out, get an actual job, and make a living. You can't just let the rest of your life be a joke, a failure. You will end up a starving artist, contribute to society instead of wasting time. You're worthless. But if you actually look around the corner, what you really see is art is pointless without passion. You have to go out and create art, get an actual job doing what you love and making a living by being yourself. You can't just let other people define the rest of your life and say you will be a joke or a failure. Follow your heart. You will end up happy and free, not a starving artist. Love your art and your contribution to society by inspiring people instead of wasting time letting others tell you you're worthless. You can change the world. So that's beautiful. I just love the fact that the thing works, because I'm able to go in there. It was a compromise for me, a little geek thing. It was a compromise, and it was a good one, because I could plug all this stuff into a database, and then it searches through the database to bring it up every time you go looking for it, and there would have been a natural built-in search function for it. But I didn't want that. I want static pages so that the pages don't go away, so that they impact the search engines, the keywords, the content of the page itself, the images, the tags in the images, everything that goes with it. It works better on a static page than as far as how it relates to the search engines and how you stay up there and how you get those associations between the keywords and how they stay constant and how they continue to build on each other, so that the more times you use certain words, certain languages, Toward Anarchy, it's used multiple times every week for this show, and so those two words become more and more associated with each other every week. And it's harder for the search engines to bury it. They wouldn't even try necessarily. It doesn't seem to be the case. They bury some people, but not me. I'm out here on the fringe. Let the crazy guy talk. While I have the floor, I will make the best of it. Facilitator and healer, Dr. Dean Lloyd, he's back. He'll be joining the conversation here in just a minute after the break. We'll get him on the phone. I'll get producer Sam the number, and he'll call him up, and We will rock and roll this thing about mental and physical healing and the healing arts and social application. We'll talk about evolving the species, and the links are always there. Just look for August 1st. That's the episode that we're talking about this time with Dr. Lloyd. There will be another episode up there, obviously, from June 27th, but you're looking for the August 1st one, the most recent one. And you'll see the links there to evolvingthespecies.com. You'll also see a link there to the previous conversation. And I shared some other links that we will talk about in the second half of the show, including this Portrait of an Evil Man. It's about Karl Marx. It's from 1973. And it's so apropos for today, about the sort of re-emerging heroes of communism. Also, is it time to recalibrate government and put authoritarians who are drunk on power back in their subservient place? And while we're at it, is recalibrate my new euphemism for hunt down, try, and hang. We'll talk about all those things a little bit later in the show. We may hit on them as well with Dr. Lloyd. We will dive into that conversation with Dr. Lloyd next, right here on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
On the phone with us, and as soon as he does, we will add him to the conversation. Until then, towardanarchy.com. He must have got my message. Interesting. We're having a problem connecting with him. We'll figure it out here in a minute. I gave him a couple of numbers to work with, so I bet Producer Sam will find him, get it figured out here. He says he's ready, though, so yeah. We'll figure it out. And we'll get Dr. Dean added to the conversation. A million different things to talk about. We definitely could fill the time, but I expect to be here in just a second. And so I don't really want to start anything. But, man, vaccines, I got some conversation for you on vaccines coming up here in the second half of the show because the stuff is just insane. It's just out of control. I didn't even want to talk about at all. I didn't want to talk about vaccines at all this week. I wanted to try to avoid the conversation, but you can't. It is the conversation right now, and everybody's talking about it, and everybody's trying to figure it out. And last week on the show, I said because I was just looking at the numbers, and I just had pulled these sort of numbers, not out of my butt, but they pulled them out of their butt and showed them to us and said these were the numbers. And so I just looked at those numbers and I said, all right, well, if those are the numbers based on the math, then the chance of the vaccine actually providing you some benefit is sort of less than 1%. I think I said 0.02%, but what I meant was 0.2% chance that the vaccine would actually help you in one way or another. And it's funny because then somebody else came along this week. It's a major news organizations came along this week and did the math supposedly on those numbers as well. Well, that must have been a typo in the email then, because that's I took it straight off. And it's funny, so I've been sending him texts for the last 2 days, and they've been going to the wrong place. And that's what are you gonna do? I'll get back into the conversation of the vaccines and stuff. Somebody this week, I don't remember who it is, but I have the information. I'll pull it up later. I want to really go to talk about it. They come out and the best they could come up with was sort of 1-point-something% chance, and it was dependent on the vaccine. So I was right. And just looking at just a sort of cursory glance, if I can just go, hey, look, here's the numbers they threw at us, and in my head take a stack of like 20 numbers and crunch them all together and come out the backside and go, there's about less than a 1% chance, and I'm off by about a 0.5%, just guessing. If I can figure that out, they can too. They know this too. And the conversation has been repeated over and over again this week, in and out of earshot. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I believe we're all set now, and I believe we have the right phone number. And Dr. Dean Lloyd is back again, although he doesn't like the doctor thing. And you put a lot of work into it to have the title. I think you should go ahead and accept being called doctor. But he really likes healer and facilitator, and so do I. Those are words that I like, because they don't assume an authority. They assume somebody who wants to help, somebody who wants to participate with you in your healing, and whether it's mental or physical or for whatever reason it is. And that means a lot to me. And so it was real great when Dr. Lloyd first reached out to me, and when we had our first conversation. I couldn't wait to have a second, even though we can't seem to figure out. I've sent you texts all week this week, well, for the last couple of days, and I've been sending the wrong phone. Dr. Dean Lloyd, how are you?
It happens to the best of us, Michael.
I don't know how I did it. I'm wondering. I'm going to look right now, just because it's going to nag at me the entire time. Did I mistype, or did you?
Yeah, the
you
call.
Did, yes, it was you.
Aiden, yeah, so you got the right number now.
Yeah, no,
I gave it to you.
Yeah, I know the difference, and I'll update that on my phone, and that way you and I can stay connected offline as well. That's awesome. That's great. Thank you so much. And thanks for coming and hanging out again. Really, I appreciate it. I mean, there's so much that we could talk about, and so much of what I really want people to get out of this show is just that understanding of really it is kind of a healing. It's a mental healing, if you will, for this just massive stress we're constantly being put through, caused by government and confusion and corporations and money and people who aren't doing the sort of moral and social good things that you would expect of people who claim to be supposedly doing what's best for you. So it's a real pleasure to talk to someone who's not not a politician, is not pushing an agenda other than just people, and that makes me happy. It brings a smile to my face.
Thank you, boy. That's quite kind. I wanted to also comment on several things that you'd been talking about in your last show, and also give you a rounded story of how this came into being, because this has never been done in this way before. A higher consciousness platform is what you see as soon as you go to the Evolving the Species website, and what we have been making claims of is that in no science and in no other area of discipline have they ever been able to complete the mind-body connection. And we say we have. And with that, what does that mean? And I love questions, Michael, so anytime you feel like asking, just bunt right in and ask.
I will.
Yeah, but I got myself ready to be with you. I got my nettles tea. It's right next to me, right next to my laptop computer while I'm looking online. And we've had a lot of ragweed in my Colorado area, and it causes the body to respond by producing mucus, which is a production of histamine, which is the number one hormone that's released in the body to respond to foreign proteins. So what is it? Nettles? It's an antihistamine, right? And it can be helpful for some of the short-term allergies, you know, some of the bigger ones that people have, like with cat hair or dander or peanuts or things like that. It may not make much of an impression on your body. But that's how I relax. You know, for whatever it is that you do, everybody out there has what I would call an inner gauge, and works in every situation, it has for me, is that whenever something feels good, I know this sounds incredibly simplistic, but it is, it's very important. We have an inner gauge. That's part of our body's mechanism of functioning and surviving. And that inner gauge, if you move towards it, if it feels good, whenever it doesn't, you move back. Maybe something worked for you before that isn't working now, and then you stop yourself from getting sucked in by that energy, and you say, wait, I need to reevaluate. Something's making me feel fear, doubt, confusion, anxiety, guilt, shame, something that's negative. Then something isn't making sense. And whenever you defend that, whenever you're feeling those things, and you, yeah, you made me mad because you said that, and in other words, you get charged by that, you're defending your misunderstanding. So be aware that we have that inner gauge in all of us, and it'll save you. You know, say, so wait a minute, I'm getting drawn in, and I'm yelling at this person, and I don't want to yell at this person, and I'm saying I'm right, but from their perspective, they may be feeling that they're right. So what is the real reason we are talking about improving the quality of life here in this higher consciousness platform is that I go through each step on how that works, how the mind-body connection works. How's that for an introduction?
No, I think that's fantastic. And it leads me to think of some things that relate in my own life. My wife, as we're getting older, she's started to develop sort of adult asthma type reactions to things, and it's been a pet hair and dander and stuff like that, and it's real quick. You know, a lot of people immediately will panic, and they'll get that message that you're talking about, that something's not right, and they'll panic, and they'll run to authority, or they'll run to somebody, and they're scared. They don't stop, and they don't think, and they don't look for answers. My wife was basically having heavy asthma attacks for, you know, about a 2-week period, and we just weren't sure exactly what was going on, what was happening. So, you know what we did? We stopped and said, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's look at everything. All right, let's look at the sleeping situation. Let's look at the food. Are we eating too late? Is there a correlation between acid reflux and your ability to breathe? Well, guess what? There is. We just stop for a second and say, oh, wait a minute. The cat's all around. Maybe we need to vacuum a little more. Maybe we need to do one of these things instantly, within a day. Stopped. Just like that. And just stopping and thinking about your environment and just taking that moment to, in this case, breathe, can change that perspective.
Yeah. This is one of the biggest issues I have right now with our current chaos is that it's reactive.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about fear, but what is fear? Fear is when you don't understand. Yeah. And if you operate from that place of fear, then you become afraid and then therefore controlled by your ignorance. What you've just mentioned is one example of saying, don't lose your cool. Take a step into, okay, I got to bring myself into a place where I can be receptive enough to take in information and evaluate it properly. Now, to do that means that you need to understand what the tools are that we have. And I had mentioned last time about how feelings work, right?
Right.
You have, but that's a bigger story, and I'd like to simplify just this segment by saying that we are sold a bill of goods when we are raised. We are told that, you know, go do what you want in life, just don't enjoy it. It's a subconscious sabotage.
Yeah, you're not supposed to enjoy, you working hard and being satisfied. If you're enjoying it, it's overindulgence. It's anything but it's not a good thing.
Well, you can say good and bad, but okay. In your mind, the only right or wrong is getting what you feel you should have.
Right.
That is, it could be something hideous, terrible, and but if it's justified, we are in a culture right now where money, and I'm not putting myself in this category by any means, no way, but money has become the most important thing, and those that have it, the collateral damage, whatever it is justified. Now, I've had patients, very wealthy patients, that I see how they process. But they've disconnected themselves to their feeling body. They've ignored what their body is doing. In other words, if you ask me, so Dean, how do you operate? Well, I have a set of morals, and I live by those morals. Now, if I start finding myself doing something that isn't part of that moral environment, I catch myself and say, why am I even perceiving or doing or thinking about doing that? And what you do is you have an inner gauge that will say, I'm feeling fear or something I don't understand. And that is what I hope that people can get out of this first segment, is that whenever you get fear, you can stop that by acknowledging that there's something there, whether it's in your environment, something someone said that made you react, you ate something that didn't feel good, something you didn't understand. You know, you have to check yourself. So let's get that clear, that we all have that ability to determine if something feels good or not, right? You know, we move, and you learn patterns on how that feeling good is done. So I also would just, you know, to elaborate a little bit on that, our left and right brain has what we would call a union at the belly, okay? And I'll explain that. Your left brain is the conceptual brain. It right. perceives details, right? Your right side is spatial. The dreamer, the artist. But your belly is what keeps you in the moment. Mm. And And that is highly important in healing, because what are most people? They are disconnected from their body. They're mentally fixated on things. They conjure up, you know, what they should look like, how they should eat, how many bites, you know. There's all kinds of different techniques that, you know, are done with eating rituals and so forth. But I'm not here to tell you to eat a certain way, to pray a certain way, to act a certain way, to exercise a certain way. I'm here to give you the guide that takes you to the place where you can determine what's most appropriate. And to understand how the body works is where you got to start, because if you're married to one thing, it's your body.
Well, and we're in a time where there's so much confusion about that. Are these signals that you talk about that tell you whether something is good for you or bad for you in some way or another, if you will. Those signals get confused, and we have all these environmental factors and influences that can also confuse those signals. We will pick that right up on the backside of this break here on Toward Anarchy. We're talking to Dr. Dean Lloyd.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying...
The men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men. chain. Gang.
All day long they're saying.
Dean Lloyd is a facilitator and healer, a doctor, and evolvingthespecies.com is the website. We live in this world where the messages are confused, and there's always so many good examples within drug culture and understanding drug culture in understanding the connection between the human mind and the body, and there's a thing there where you're talking about these signals that we receive that sort of tell us whether something's a positive or negative for us. And drugs are a perfect example of that. For instance, you can use the same psilocybin to cure someone of a mental problem to also drive them crazy, not seeing the not receiving, not interpreting properly the signal somewhere between joy and pain that often comes with substance abuse. And that's just one of the places, even politically and in the within our understanding, our social understanding of what these things do to us, where we get these confused messages and may not understand what our brain and body are trying to tell us, at any given point.
What you mentioned about the drug issue is that people are usually not conscious of what they're doing with their body when they're doing such things. You can use things like cannabis in a very effective way, but you can also abuse it. And what you do with people who are using drugs irresponsibly, I'll just keep it simple, is that they cannibalize part of their brain to attain some of the high that they're looking for, the escape. And that in itself is a multiple show topic, but what you're discussing here is that the culture needs to be directed away from being out of control, right? You to be put in your own control means that you're conscious of what you're taking and why and what you're doing it and directing it.
And that's the more important thing, is it not necessarily in what you're taking, but in how you're directing it out. How you're dealing with it. That's something I try to get across to people all the time. Please stop letting it be about the input so much as what you put back out, because you can't control the input, but you can control your output. To some extent, of course, we can control what we take in, but I'm just saying in the general sense of the things that we can and can't control throughout our lives and throughout the world, these things are going to happen to us. It's easier, it's better to accept these things and learn how to deal with them than to go kicking and screaming. I've had people on the show, death doulas, people who usher in death and try to make people comfortable with it. It's that same line of thinking, these that we're almost taught to go kicking and screaming into all these things, like we have to fight them. But we can't fight them, at least not in this case. We have to take a break. It comes, but it's a short one. We'll come right back after the top of the hour and jump right back into it with Dr. Dean Lloyd, facilitator, healer, evolvingthespecies.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.